You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 26, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is opposing President Donald Trump's threats to deploy the National Guard to Chicago. On Sunday, Johnson stated he is exploring legal avenues to prevent the deployment, emphasizing that the National Guard is not needed and should not occupy American cities. Trump has suggested that Chicago and other major U.S. cities with Democratic leadership could be next for National Guard deployment, following actions in Washington, D.C. Johnson's office announced they are collaborating with the Illinois governor and Cook County officials to evaluate legal options against what they view as unconstitutional federal overreach. The National Guard serves both state and federal interests and is typically called upon by state governors or U.S. presidents during civil unrest or natural disasters. While it can assist local law enforcement, its role is generally limited, and it cannot engage in ordinary law enforcement activities without specific legal authorization. The deployment of the National Guard usually falls under the authority of state governors. The president can federalize the National Guard, but doing so without the governor's consent for domestic law enforcement raises legal questions and potential violations of the Posse Comitatus Act. The legality of the president activating troops without a state governor's order is unclear. Such actions are often justified as necessary to address lawlessness. Johnson argues that crime rates in Chicago are declining, making the National Guard's deployment unnecessary. Recent crime data shows that murders are down 31%, shootings have dropped by 36%, and vehicle thefts are down 26%. Johnson attributes these trends to investments in youth employment, mental health care, affordable housing, and resources for the Detectives Bureau. Trump's law and order platform often targets majority Democratic cities with large black populations, including Chicago, Baltimore, and Washington, portraying them as crime-ridden. This rhetoric suggests a need for a more aggressive, federalized approach to policing, which can raise concerns about racial dynamics and over-policing in minority communities. Federal intervention has increased, as seen by hundreds of officers from various federal agencies deployed in Washington recently. Trump's actions in Washington serve as a precedent for potential deployments in other cities. On August 11, 2025, Trump announced he would take control of D.C. police and deploy the National Guard, citing an emergency. This represents a rare expansion of presidential authority over local government. He also mentioned New York City, Baltimore, and Oakland as potential targets for federal police control. A federal trial is underway in San Francisco to determine if Trump violated U.S. law by deploying National Guard troops to Los Angeles in June without California Governor Gavin Newsom's approval. Militarized crackdown refers to military-style tactics and personnel used in domestic law enforcement, often in response to civil unrest or perceived high crime rates. This approach can involve deploying armed National Guard troops and using military-grade equipment, potentially leading to increased use of force and heightened public tensions. Trump's deployment of the National Guard in Washington was a rare use of military forces on U.S. soil and may have violated the Posse Comitatus Act. The Illinois National Guard was already on standby for the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, but their role is not for law enforcement or crowd control. Illinois Governor Pritzker confirmed that National Guard members were on standby for the DNC, clarifying they are not trained for arrests or crowd control. Approximately 250 military police members would also be in the city if needed for the DNC. This distinction underscores the difference between supporting a large event and engaging in direct law enforcement activities, which is the concern with Trump's proposed deployment. Copyright African Elements.